Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is A Cure for Wellness. When a company CEO doesn't return from a trip to a faraway spa, they decide to send one of their own to go and retrieve him. But nothing will be as he expects, forcing him to fight for his very own survival.
Plans to take Mr. Pembroke back with you.
Is that a problem?
He's a patient, not a prisoner.
There is a terrible darkness here.
You said no one ever leaves. What happens to them?
What's happening to me?
It's all part of the cure.
There is no cure!
Now, of course you don't believe everything you hear, and you know not everything you read is true, and for sure you wouldn't just sign here without first reading the small print. So why, oh why, would you go along when they say, hey, just go ahead and drink this, everything'll be okay? Well, I guess because you couldn't make a creepy movie if they didn't. And creepy this is. It messes with your mind. It'll make you trust no one, make you question everything you ever thought was real. You'll be sure nothing is as it seems, that no one is telling you the truth, and most definitely, you will never look at the flu shot again in the same way. But hey, for some, that's all same old, so this movie is for you. But if any of that seems weird, icky, and way too much for your therapist to deal with, you may want to sit this one out. And now into a completely different kind of creepy movie, it's The Great Wall. Matt Damon is a mercenary, and he and his crew are searching for a great weapon. They find a lot more than they bargained for when they find the Great Wall is protecting the entire human race.
What was that? There are many things you have not seen.
The Great Wall is the only barrier keeping the world safe.
What is it they want?
To feed.
Stay and fight. You think they see you as some kind of hero?
This is the first war I've seen worth fighting.
Now, if this movie was a profound epic journey of self-discovery and sacrifice to honor great traditions and to protect a powerful and legendary people while fighting to save the entire human race from an evil force determined to destroy us all, then maybe, just maybe, all that could have overcome the, faults, like Matt Damon's sporadic Irish accent, or the sadly lackluster romance, or the clearly computer-generated oh-so-fake-looking brutalish creature things, or even the mundane, monotonous, and pointless story that inspired only shreds of hope that this soon would be over. But it wasn't, so it didn't. Yep, clearly this ancient Chinese secret should have stayed a secret. So in a Movie Night Traffic Light, the Great Wall is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.